Amtrak notwithstanding. Let's find out why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Yes. Let us start with your Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, not even just the game yesterday, but so they signed Jadeveon Clowney. Last week? He's supposed to, you know, help out because we traded our best defensive player. I think we all know the Micah story. Who we play, by the way, coming up on Sunday.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great against the Packers. So Jadeveon Clowney was actually arrested a few days before Jerry signed him to the team. He was arrested last week there in Rock Hill, South Carolina, just a little bit south of Charlotte. So he was trying to pull into an apartment complex that was very close nearby to a high school football game. That was his alma mater. And was probably going to go to the game. Well, this apartment complex, don't park here because of the game. They've had this problem, so they actually had police already there.
Yeah.
Clowney wasn't very happy about it. Says his aunt lived there, and that's why he was going to go see her. But they're like, no. He said, do you know who I am? And they actually said, we would like to know who you are. And then he didn't want to tell them. And then they started shouting at each other. Anyway, he got arrested for trespassing and failure to identify, was taken to jail. Immediately bailed out and then immediately signed the contract with the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
He was not active yesterday, by the way. And I don't, like, they just didn't even, like, he didn't even suit up.
So you proposed to the lovely Elle on your parents' 50th anniversary, but some people, KB, are a little bit more romantic.
Okay.
Namely one Rob Randall, who popped the question to his lovely lady in the middle of a mosh pit.
That's good.
At the Louder Than Life Music Festival in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
He asked fans to make a circle. They drove 800 miles for the event. He said it was their first music festival, and he wanted to make it really memorable.
Mm.
So what a lucky girl.
Yeah. Mm. It's a tough place to get down on one knee.
Yeah, you don't want to go getting down. Up. Uh-uh.
Congratulations to the happy couple. May they crowd surf forever. Let's go to Plano, Texas here in a driver. I don't know who the driver is. I don't know really even where in Plano this is or happened. But we do know that this particular lady drove her car into a large hole that was currently there in the road because they're doing road construction. So she's driving her little car. It looks like a Kia. And in the aftermath, the car is halfway sticking out. I mean, it's almost comical. She's fine. But of note are the 7 orange cones and, like, almost caution tape around the thing that was already there. Very much notifying everybody that there is a large hole in the middle of the road.
She was busy texting.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, now she's got something Instagram worthy. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Whatever happened to the good old days when kids enjoyed things like bubble gum? You remember that?
I do.
It was a treat.
Hubba bubba, baby.
And it's alive and well in Miami, Florida. Unfortunately, there's also three guys behind bars. Mm. Their names are Yurande Ramos, Adon Sapero, and Karel Dioka.
Yeah.
Because they helped themselves to $1,200 worth of gum.
Whoa.
From Walgreens.
How does one?
I don't know.
How much gum is that?
I don't know where they. That's like the whole aisle.
You can't chew that in one setting.
But I will say gum is expensive. The store dialed 911. The police were on the scene. They were popped in a getaway car and promptly caught.
Ah.
Now, these youngsters, 40, 58, 27.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to give up on your dreams. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to the FDA. And here we go again with more, as of yesterday, recalls and warnings. Now, approximately 85,000 bags of shrimp.
Sold
at major grocery chain. So it was originally the radioactive shrimp, which if somehow you were under a rock in Bikini Bottom, the radioactive shrimp was shipped over in containers that ultimately tested positive for radioactive isotopes and the things that glow and you don't want to eat or have anywhere near your food. That affected the Walmart's Great Value brand. We'll add to it now Kroger brand. And add to it retroactively, because they should have been, the FDA said, included in the first recall for radioactive shrimp. So just maybe stay away from shrimp for right now. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Congratulations to Iona Hathaway and Jacob Blugriarello.
Nailed it.
They just got engaged like you, KB.
Yeah.
However, Jacob may be getting a little less than he bargained for and marrying a bride with just 9 fingers.
Oh.
You see, she put on the ring. It began cutting off her circulation.
Oh, dude.
She wound up in the ER and may need it removed.
Yeah.
Still very, very swollen and also very simple to ask a woman's ring size or just know if that's too small. It's not where that goes.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, there is immense pressure from both parties that it does fit. It's a silly, you know, like old traditional myth and whatnot and stuff. But I didn't know her ring size. She didn't know her ring size. Never had a ring on that particular finger. Didn't know. Blind guessing. Went for it. Fit.
Nailed it.
There it is.
Look at you.
Total luck.
Now she got to go to Melbourne.
That also was total luck that happened.
Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Very lucky guy. And then finally, let us go to Lake George, Georgia.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Stephen M. Solomonto, 75 years old, has been popped. You see, he was there running stuff at the casual girls store inside the Wilton Mall. The Saratoga County Sheriff's Office said that's a weird place. Stephen Solomonto. Hey, welcome to the casual girl store here in Georgia.
Oh, my.
Well, he was arrested for selling fake Labubu plush toys.
Uh-oh.
Yep. His arrest follows a trademark counterfeiting complaint against the store at the store, and the fake toys they value are worth more than $1,000. Unless you can find some stupid little DJ that will buy one probably in the middle of a back alley, and then you can get a lot more than that. Yeah, well, that guy gave me a 2 for
dum, 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 dum,